It is time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beechwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind. We bring in Jeff Johnson for the Friday edition of the Little League Report. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing fantastic, and I'm sure you guys have a big weekend coming up with the Little League, but first things first, let's get to the report on some of these more recent games.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Tuesday and Thursday nights are machine pitch nights for the most part at Holland Park. We have a lot of games in the machine pitch division on those nights, so we're going to hit up four of those in a majors game here briefly. First up, we got Zaxby's taking on Joma Construction. Zaxby's prevailed in a 15-7 back-and-forth battle with Joma Construction. Zaxby's set the tone with a big five-run first inning, highlighted by a scorching line drive hit from Adam Crist and a Samuel Ganem home run. Cardez White hit his second home run of the week to spark a big fourth inning, and Luke Kelly made a key defensive play at second base and had a big base-clearing double to cap things off in the sixth inning for Zaxby's. Now, Joma Construction played hard, and they kept pace on the back of two mammoth home runs, one from Declan Rushton, the other from Micah Johnson. And Nathan, the wild man, John, made his debut at pitcher for the Zaxby's team and snagged a rocket grounder up the middle to help prevent a big inning. Cole Green had two big hits in the fourth and the sixth, and that broke the game open late for Zaxby's. Again, your final score in that game was Zaxby's 15, Joma 7. Next up, we have Boswell Insurance taking on Butler Properties. Boswell Insurance got their bats fired up again against a shorthanded Butler Properties team with a 13-10 victory. Ashton Blunt of Butler Properties broke his arm at school yesterday, and we hope he recovers quickly. Keep your head up, Ashton. Boswell was led by a host of players. Charlie Wilson and Brady Katz had three hits each. Jace Maddox, Charlie Langley, Cameron Fields, and Josh Moore had two hits each. And Carson Thieme had two hits with a homer. Butler Properties was led by Wright Cook with three hits and excellent defense. Patrick Johnson went 4-for-4 with three doubles, and Dalen Scotland and DeAndre Mathis both went 3-for-3. Jordan Turner also recorded his first home run. Whit Butler made several nice defensive plays as well. Your final score in that game, Boswell Insurance 13, Butler Properties 10. Then we have Garrett Paving versus Norton Insurance. For Garrett Paving, Punishing Paul Land went 4-for-4, Jolton Josh Pardo was 3-for-3. Wade Batman Baines was 2-for-3. Theo Martin was 2-for-3. And Zayden McKeever was 2-for-2. For Norton Insurance, we saw huge games from Xavier Bishop, who had four hits and a home run. Bentley Big Hit and Scruggs had three hits and a home run. Rob Freeman, Kale the Crusher Mixon, Julian Ozuno, and Henry Johnson each had three hits. Isabella Marucci, Laney Roberts, Hampton Smith, and Wyatt McCrory each contributed two hits. Your final score in that one, Norton Insurance 19, Garrett Paving 10. Lastly, in the machine pitch division, we have the Generals versus Johnson Benefits Group. The bats came to life for the Generals on Thursday night with the entire team making good contact. The top of the line set the tone with a lot of hits and some power. The hitting stars for the game were William Shuler, who was 4-for-4, Jennings Holloway, who was 4-for-4. Broxton Derricott was 4-for-4 with two home runs. Sim Shuler was 3-for-4, and Tripp Lawler was 2-for-3. And for the Johnson Benefits Group, Blue Dogs, scoring Warren Miller was 3-for-3 with two scores. Braylon the Bulldog Harper was 2-for-3 with a score. Aiden Williams had a huge base-clearing triple. Walker Poole and Hudson Sears went 2-for-2. Jack Ewing and Will Ryan went 2-for-3. In the end, solid fielding by the Generals prevented a late-game comeback, and the Generals held on for an 11-6 victory. And that wraps up our machine pitch games. We got one majors game to report on this morning. We had Chase Park Transduction taking on Hawthorne Drug. Chase Park's Malone Overend pitched brilliantly in his first start of the season, striking out the side to start the game. Boone Presnell came in to relieve in the fourth inning with a runner on base. His first pitch was a rocket shot back to the mound, which he snared, fired to Walter Heckenberg at second base, who then threw a bullet to Malone Overend, who was now playing first, to complete a 1-6-3 double play. The Chase Park offense got the spark they needed in the top of the second when Charlie Walton laid down a perfect bunt and wound up on third base, scoring on Boone Presnell's RBI double. Charlie came on in relief in the sixth inning to close out the game, striking out two. For Chase Park, Boone Presnell was 4-for-4 with two doubles and two RBIs. Walter Heckenberg was 3-for-4 with two doubles. Taiyo Watanabe was 2-for-3 with an RBI. Malone Overend was the winning pitcher with three innings pitched and six strikeouts. Zakarian Sims scored twice and played great at second base. For Hawthorne Drugs, Charlie Hutton was 2-for-3. DJ Sumbry pitched well, and Bo Broderick had a nice defensive game behind the plate. And, guys, that's our Athens Little League report for this Friday, and we'll hope to speak with y'all again next week.
Awesome, Jeff. Thank you so much, and thank you for a great edition of the Athens Little League report. Talk to you soon.
Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, Jeff. Thanks. All right, that was the Athens Little League report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A, Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.